This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on March 22, 2012. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
So today is an exciting day at the Federal Election Commission because we are unveiling our new campaign finance disclosure portal. And it's something that many members of the staff have worked on for a long period of time, and we truly appreciate all your hard work. The purpose of the disclosure portal is to put all of the voluminous amount of campaign finance data that the commission has, probably our most valuable asset, in one place that is easier to enter and is a lot more user-friendly for people to take a look at. So Mr. Alec Palmer, our staff director, is going to give us a brief overview of the new portal. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is an exciting day here at the Federal Election Commission, and today, as the chair mentioned, we are introducing a new campaign finance disclosure portal. Historically, the FEC has had disclosure portal information in hard-to-find locations on the website, and prior to launching the House and Senate map, which we did a few years ago, it was actually very difficult to be able to navigate and to be able to get to meaningful disclosure information. So today we're taking the ease of use a step further with this disclosure portal, which will be accessible at the FEC homepage. The portal is organized in three major categories. The first one is a graphical representation, which will include maps and charts. And in addition to the current maps that we have on there, the House and Senate map, we're also adding basically the House and Senate independent expenditure maps and also two charts which will provide summaries for the national party committees and political action committees. The second major category is going to be the searchable presentation. You'll be able to search reports and statements, do image searches, electronic file searches, and independent expenditure searches, as well as going into our data catalog. The third category is going to be downloadable data. This is where the hardcore researchers will probably go to the most because they can actually download our entire disclosure data at this location. But also for the novice and the general citizen, they'll be able to also use this area to be able to download information and provide research. So we're actually quite excited, and we look forward to continued feedback so we can improve this user experience. And in conclusion, I would like to thank the FEC staff. We're basically, later today, there's actually too many people to thank at this meeting, but later today we'll send out a memo and put all of their names in there that virtually represented every division here at the agency. It was an effort of amazing collaboration and an energetic effort that involved new hardware, new architecture, and new design. And we're quite excited, and it raises basically the visibility of disclosure data to a higher and new plateau. And we're very excited, and thank you, and enjoy.
Madam Vice Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And I correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Palmer, but I think we did this all in-house. Isn't that right?
95% of the work was done in-house. So we have very talented staff, both on the business side and the technical side, that collaborated to make this happen.
And not only is that a tribute to our talented staff, but it also is very economical and efficient from the standpoint of how we are stewards of our budget, because it's always less expensive to do it in-house than to contract it out. So congratulations to you and your staff, Mr. Palmer, for that great job.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. We appreciate it. And thank you to all the staff members of the FEC who helped to make this possible today. Excellent.
I got one more.
Oh,
I got one more thing I'd like to say, if you don't mind, Madam Chair.
Of course not.
On a point of personal privilege, I just want to note that my home senator, Barbara Mikulski, this week, I believe today, became the longest-serving woman in Congress in history. So congratulations to Senator Mikulski.
Excellent. Congratulations. Mr. Palmer, are there any management and administrative matters to discuss?
And Madam Chair, there are none.
Then their meeting is adjourned. Thank you. Thank you.